USA Radio News.
Early this morning, President Donald Trump and First Lady Melania Trump greeted the three Americans as they flew into Joint Base Andrews outside the U.S. Capitol less than 24 hours after they were released from North Korea. Also on that plane was Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. State Department spokesman Heather Nauert talked about what was discussed between Pompeo and Kim Jong-un.
We also say to North Korea, you can have a brighter future. And that's one of the things that Secretary Pompeo discussed with them. You have the ability. It is in your control, Kim Jong-un, to bring economic change and economic reforms and bring an open society to North Korea.
President Trump also said earlier today in a tweet that his meeting with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un would take place June 12th and in Singapore. And a look at your numbers on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is currently up just over 200 points this Thursday afternoon. This is USA Radio News.
Okay, so the big question for any decision you're going to make, is this actually going to work? Well, if you've heard about MediShare, which is a brilliant way of sharing healthcare costs, you may have wondered that. Does it work? Well, so did Dr. Stuart Hoover, who initially joined to save a lot of money. The typical family saves about $500 a month. Stuart saved even more.
When we first joined MediShare, we were immediately going from a little over $1,600 a month down to $460 basically a month.
So that's wonderful, but then his wife needed emergency surgery and the bills added up to $160,000.
So we were seeing the bills coming in, and then the bills were being paid. Portions were being shared, and the end result of this is this bill was taken care of.
Yes, MediShare works, and it's so easy to get your questions answered too, so why not? You can call right now, 833-39-BIBLE. That's 833-39-BIBLE, 833-39-BIBLE.
Two Republican voices differ on whether the president's nominee to be the CIA director should get the job. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more.
Republican Senator John McCain says that Gina Haspel's role in overseeing the use of torture by Americans is disturbing and should disqualify her for the job of CIA director. But former Vice President Dick Cheney says not only does he expect Haspel will be confirmed, but he says he thinks the U.S. needs to start using those so-called enhanced interrogation techniques again.
If it were my call, I would not discontinue those programs. I'd have them active and ready to go.
Cheney was speaking on the Fox Business Network.
California will mandate solar panels on new homes out of concern for climate change. Now, this policy will raise home prices by about $12,000 for every home, and it only is going to cut emissions by 0.32%. The rule goes into effect January 1st, 2020. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
We're still hearing reaction to President Donald Trump saying earlier this week that the United States would leave the Iran nuclear deal. This time it's from former Vice President Dick Cheney. He joined Fox Business and believes Iran is going to do what they're going to do.
I think the Iranians are going to do what the Iranians are going to do, and we need to be on our guard and working with our friends. One of the reasons I disagreed with the original deal with the Iranians was that it looked to me like what the Obama administration was doing was sort of shifting their emphasis in the Middle East from our traditional allies, Egypt, Saudi Arabia, the Emirates, to the Iranians. And the Iranians ended up sort of the big dog on the block, primarily because that appeared to be what President Obama wanted to have happen. And when he went in and negotiated that nuclear deal with the Iranians, I always felt it was very much a part of that pattern sort of shifting the U.S. emphasis in that part of the world. Now, you could argue about whether or not that's what he intended. That's what our friends there believe happened. The Saudis, the Egyptians, the Emirates, people who've traditionally been with us in all kinds of crises and Desert Storm and so forth, they all felt like their traditional relationship with the United States had been kicked out in favor of a growing relationship between the United States and Iran. Certainly we don't want to pursue that long term.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.